Gildan Media proudly presents Gildan Seminars, original lectures containing essential information that can be applied to every facet of life and business. Gildan Media presents Gildan Seminars, Build Your Business Rapidly by Brian Tracy.
There are more than 8 million millionaires in the world today, and more than 800 billionaires. And recent research on these people, and research that goes back 50 and 100 years, shows that 80%, maybe 90% of them are first generation, and they got there by starting and building a successful business. They began as entrepreneurs in a competitive economy. If you think of some of the richest people in the world today, especially in America, who do you think of? Bill Gates started off as a dropout from college as an entrepreneur. Paul Allen, his partner, joined with Bill Gates to form Microsoft. Larry Ellison, founder of Oracle, started off alone as an individual entrepreneur. Michael Dell, worth $19 billion, 40 years old, started off as an entrepreneur. Who are the others? Warren Buffett, of Hathaway Corporation, second richest man in America, started off with nothing, building an investment company. Do you know who the next five are out of the top 10? They're all descendants of Sam Walton, who started off as an entrepreneur with a little store in Bentonville, Arkansas, selling cheap goods to farm people. The point I want to make is that the greatest opportunities and possibilities for the future are the entrepreneurs. More people become financially successful as entrepreneurs than all the other sources in the world multiplied by several times. Now, the entrepreneur occupies a central position in the market economy. It is the entrepreneur who serves as a spark plug in the engine of the economy, activating and stimulating all economic activity. Everything that you see around you, every business and industry and product and service and building and airplane and computer was all stimulated by entrepreneurial activity at some point along the line. Now, economists and historians have finally concluded that a society is prosperous to the degree to which it rewards and encourages entrepreneurial activity. In fact, completely ruined and destroyed societies become booming and prosperous when they set up a structure that encourages people to become entrepreneurs. What are some of the examples? Korea has increased its standard of living from $200 a person in 1970 to $10,000 a person, an increase of 50 times in something like 35 years by encouraging entrepreneurship. Japan, entrepreneurship. Taiwan, entrepreneurship. Singapore, Hong Kong, the greatest entrepreneurial place in Asia, and of course, the entrepreneurial power of China. But you look at Europe. Ireland has become the most booming country in Europe, growing 8 or 9% a year since they restructured their economy 10 years ago to encourage entrepreneurs. England has become more prosperous than ever before because it encourages entrepreneurship. The United States is the most entrepreneurial single country in the world, creating more new businesses and more new jobs from those businesses than any other country in the world. The entrepreneur is the core. The entrepreneur is the reactor core of the great power machine, the power generator of the economy. Now, an entrepreneur and his activities are the critical determinants of the level of success, prosperity, growth, and opportunity in any economy. The entrepreneur occupies a central position in the market economy, according to economists. Why? It's because it is entrepreneurial energy, creativity, and motivation that trigger the production and sale of new products and services. The entrepreneur undertakes the risk of the enterprise, and that's the word entrepreneur. Entrepreneur means to undertake. Entrepreneur undertakes the risk of the enterprise in search of profit. Why? Because everybody wants to be better off, and entrepreneurs want to be better off financially. The entrepreneur seeks opportunities to profit by satisfying as yet unsatisfied needs. So the great drive of the entrepreneur is to find needs that people have that nobody is satisfying them, there's nobody satisfying, and then to satisfy or fulfill those needs in a cost-effective way. The key entrepreneurial insight, which is a special way of thinking, it's